Hi there, FOSDEM 2022. This is Errol of Open Source Design doing the introduction to open source design for the DevRoom this year. I am going to just talk about what open source design is and the history of open source design within FOSDEM and go through some of our mission, our manifesto, our goals and principles, and just give you a brief overview of open source design as a community and what we do and what we hope to achieve. So I think open source design has been at every FOSDEM for the last 6 or 7 years, possibly even 8. We have been going have started around about the same sort of time ago, maybe something like 6 or 7 years ago. Some of the longer term members can correct me on the origin year. Actually, one of the best places to find out all the different things that open source design has done over the years is to have a look at the milestones page on our website, which is opensourcedesign.net. So we started doing conference talks, it looks like, in 2013, and then we did the first DevRoom in 2015 at FOSDEM for the first open source design DevRoom. So open source design is a collective, a community, a gathering of people that are either identify themselves as designers of lots of different kinds, or that are interested in design and in open source. And when we talk about design in open source, and when we talk about design generally within the open source design community, we talk about it in very broad terms. So design can mean things like that are kind of well understood as design, which is visuals and graphics and logos and possibly even UI and icons and all those kinds of things are one aspect of design. But then we have many other aspects of design that are maybe more contemporary terms of design and can get a little confusing. Even ourselves as designers tend to get confused about all the different titles that are available now. But there are UX designers, which are user experience designers, and then there are UI designers, which are user interface designers, and then there's service designers, which design a overall service for a tool or a platform or any kind of service, essentially. So they look at the end-to-end experience of what a service is and how it is designed. There are brand designers, there are identity designers, there are design researchers, which is another topic which can be a little bit hard to grasp if you don't, if you haven't been involved within design research, which is really about the focusing in of user behavior, user research, understanding what the users are doing and how they're doing it with any kind of tool, service, software, anything that needs the users researched, essentially. So there are lots of different ways that you can describe design, and all of these kinds of designers are in one way, shape or form represented and welcomed as well in the open source design community. We also have a number of people that are interested in things like architecture and 3D product design or physical product design as well. So we don't just focus on open source software and design, or like software and designing within a screen. We do broaden the term of design out into all the different kinds of ways that design can be done and described. Many of us in the community have done design for a number of years. Some of us are a little bit earlier in our careers, but we don't stipulate that you have to have had a certain amount of experience in design to be part of open source design. And you don't even have to be a designer. You can just be interested in what design does and can do within open source to be part of the community. So I'm going to take us through a couple of our goals and our manifesto, some of the key parts of open source design that we support as a volunteer community. So another key aspect of open source design to cover is that open source design is a volunteer community, just a community of people discussing, organizing, talking about different topics and occasionally doing pieces of work. that might be design work or contributions to open source software. But there is a core team, of volunteers, still volunteers, that help the community to continue to maintain, and we look after things like the servers that host our website, and we look after our jobs listings, and we look after our forum, and we try and make sure that our community pools are well hosted and things like that. So that's the structure of open source design. Anyone can join, anyone can become a core team member. There is a process for becoming a core team member that is represented on our forum, which we'll cover when we go into the forum. So here are some of our goals as the open source design community. These are the things that we would like to achieve. They are goals that we look to and we are guided by, but they aren't necessarily goals that we have measurable sort of metrics or indicators to performance, because we are a volunteer community. We try and do everything that we do with these goals and principles and the manifesto in mind, but we don't necessarily have targets other than targets that we agree as a community. So our first goal of what we want to achieve as the open source design community is opening up the design process. So finding existing projects with open design processes and aggregating design blogs of open source projects. So collecting information about how the design process is opened up. Helping and making designers contributors. So through lots of different kinds of ways, through our community calls, through our forum support, through one-on-one support that often other members give other members. Providing lots of resources, working with students and working with the open source community as well, and being present at things like FOSDEM and talking about design. Fostering the communication between designers and developers. So this is again about us being at FOSDEM and lots of other kinds of conferences that individuals within the community tend to go do talks at and workshops at. We also maintain a jobs board that I'll talk through in a moment, and we do our best to kind of help designers that haven't been involved in open source have better conversations through just our inherent learned knowledge within open source over the many years as a community, have better conversations. So there's a mentoring aspect there within the open source design community that is very informal mentoring. Connecting the existing open source design community is really important. So there are designers that have been doing design in open source for a really, really long time that might not know about open source design, but we do try and meet them, connect up with them, and support what they're doing as well, and making sure that we are able to support each other in moving the design visibility in open source forward. Funding for open source design. So we do individually talk to a number of different organizations that are interested in how to fund design or funding design. We also have an open collective that we receive donations through, and we did a big piece of work in 2021 trying to decide as a community how we wanted to spend our open collective funds, which was on mentorship schemes. So we should see some activity on how designers mentor each other within the next coming years, having agreed that as a community. But we do think about and work within funding for open source design in a moving the agenda forward rather than actively funding things ourselves. We do that when we can, but it's through our donation scheme that we redistribute when we can. We like to showcase existing open source design material, so we like to collect lots of different open source design resources when we can, and we work on improving the design of open source. So we do contributions ourselves. So you can see how we plan to achieve this through an inclusive community, and we have obviously a code of conduct when you participate. So those are some of our goals as open source design. We also have a manifesto that's worth reading, just about how we view open source design as a community, an individual community, but also wider as participants within the open source community. So it's about connecting open source and design, making sure open source design is inclusive. There's a lot of discussions within the design community at the moment about how design is generally a very Eurocentric, USA-centric, Western-dominated practice, and we'd like to change that in our small space within open source design by making sure that those conversations are able to be had. We are collaborative and remixable, that we are empathetic, that we are part of an overall process of open source. So we are not individual, distinct section of how open source is done, but that we recognize that design as part of a larger development process, it makes design really successful in open source. That we're ethical, we honor privacy, we look at ethics, and we want to contribute to and participate in and talk about projects that are also interested in ethics. We don't, you know, stop projects any projects from posting on our jobs board as long as they have an open source license, but we are interested in conversations around what is ethical design within open source and what is ethical ethics in regards to the users. It's educational and that it's respectful. So you can take a deeper look at some of these after this introduction. The two biggest parts of open source design that is maintained is our jobs board, where people, open source projects and designers can post here. So primarily used for people that are either looking for paid roles to fill, they're filling paid roles as designers within open source projects, or if you're looking for contributions, pro bono, gratis contributions, you can post a job using our jobs form that goes to our repository so that we can review the license and make sure that it is a project that is open source. And then it gets posted up on our jobs page in a list here. We will then close them when they have finished, or we reach out to people to know when they want to stop receiving contributions. So our jobs page is a huge part of open source design, really successful. We've had a lot of really great contributions and paid positions filled through our jobs page as far as designers working within open source and doing open source contributions. I'll briefly talk about events. We like to make sure that we are at events like FOSDEM and other kinds of spaces. So if you want to invite open source design to participate in an event, there are a few different things that we can run at open source events. We run a thing called UX clinics, which is helping projects talk about what user experience looks like for their tool. And we've done UX clinics on everything from websites built in open source software frameworks and CMSs through to open source tools within the terminal and how to make terminal tools more usable and user-centric. And we've given lots of different advice and had lots of conversations about how to make the design within open source better at conferences. If you'd like to invite us, you can reach out to us either on the forum or on our email, which is core@opensourcedesign.net. And the last thing that I'm going to talk about is, I'm going to just go back. We do and have run summits before, so we've run our own events. The last one that we ran in person was in 2018. We run these when we can. We would love to run more of these. They do take a bit of organizing and funding, so if you'd like to support us with this, either through time and pro bono offers of help, but also funding, we would happily take it. When we were able to do the summit, we were able to do things like better understanding our manifesto and goals and how we wanted to progress as a community. So our summits allow us to do things like that. So if you'd like to support us or join, we hope to do those again in the future. We have a forum that is a part discussion, part the jobs post conversation. So jobs get posted from the website into our forum to be discussed. And it's just a way where people can raise different topics that they are interested in discussing. It's fully open for posting. So you can talk about any topic that is related to design and open source. Please, we welcome everyone and anyone into our forum, as long as you abide by the code of conduct. Here is where we also, in the forum is also where we build and maintain, just depending on who wants to do those kinds of things, just informal mentoring relationships and offer any ad hoc advice. We do have a series of articles that we maintain when we're able to, just about the kinds of things that we're doing. There's a couple on the UX clinics from last year, if you're curious to know about more about what happens in the UX clinics. And we do want to write more, but again, we'd happily take contributions for articles around open source and design and any support in helping us write more articles to fund us to write more articles or fund us to be able to do more of these resources and writing pieces for the open source and design in open source community. I've run through quite a lot of things really quickly. We are working on a number of different improvements to open source design always. You can see our contributors and backers in our, on our website. You can also check out our Open Collective Fund. The link is there to be able to donate to us if you want to. You can check out all the other things that, that you might want to find in our various links on our page, including our code of conduct and where we talk about various different things on Twitter. The last thing that I'm just going to briefly talk about is that we have a GitHub with all of our different teams. Our teams are separated by country and city. And if you want to join a particular country or city, please just ask us and we can add you there and you can get to know other open source designers in your local area. But we are also very, very happy to take any contributions from designers, developers, anybody that is interested in helping out open source design in our various repositories. So we have our repository where we have the jobs posted, where we approve PRs, which we're always looking for people to help us approve PRs there, and also improvements to our website. And we've also got repositories for all different kinds of things that are useful to designers working in the open and working in open source. So that is the Whistle Stop Tour, a really quick overview of the kinds of things we do at Open Source Design. And I really look forward to talking with more people at FOSDEM this year. Thank you very much, and speak to you all in the chat rooms.